This passage starts with Leah expressing feelings on her relationship with Ada. When she sees her mother and Ruth Meg together on the bed, she thinks of how she and Ada were in the womb and feels she is to blame for Ada's disabilities, as she benefited at the cost of Ada. She is impressed that her mother is able to use her own reserves to draw her own energy and strength without having to take from anyone else. The idea of costs and benefits comes to mind. Here there seems to be the underpinnings of an evolutionary biologist, as evolution or progress is determined by the costs and benefits of having a certain trait or behaving in a certain way. This notion that any benefit comes with a cost is continually played throughout the book. Rachel's failed attempt serves as a metaphor for how Rachel's approach to living in this environment is not working. She had set the fire in the stove stoked up way too high, while she should have waited for the coals to die slowly down before cooking. Patience and the ability to adjust or moderate are lacking here, just as they are lacking in Rachel's approach to her new lifestyle. The description of Rachel, with her hair coming down all over her face and as a Cinderella in reverse, is reflective of how Rachel is not responding well and is struggling with her environment. Her stubborn nature and failed attempt to cook dinner as a result reminds me of the father's approach to converting the tribe and how he is failing as well. Leah, on the other hand, seems much more flexible and able to adapt to her environment. While she is able to accept certain conditions given to her, she starts to struggle with her idea of her father. When she sees her mother flouting her father's authority, she feels something similar. She has started to doubt his judgment and is confronted by his limitations. He cannot provide, nor can he protect. Leah is frustrated that he is unable to sustain and support the family, and sees his decision for the family to stay in Kalanga as selfish. It was father's decision and his alone, quote-unquote. However, she does understand where her father's values come from, as she describes his hometown, and does realize how much she wanted to have those values and believe in them. She describes her father's past in a way that yearns for the simple nature of things when people were young, and when the world was, quote, an uncomplicated place, where tall, handsome boys fight on the side that always wins, unquote. Her love and unconditional devotion to her father before is explained now. If only I'd stayed close enough to him, those same clean, simple laws would rule my life as well, unquote. As a young girl, the closest control or security she could have was through following her father's teachings and advice. Living in Kalanga has opened her eyes. She's beginning to understand the world, not as a place guided by reason and sense, but as a place where all kinds of terrible injustices occur. She loses faith in God and in her father, in whom she sees, quote, there's a great holy war going on, unquote. In an unfamiliar place, Leah is finding it much harder to make sense of events happening around her. The line between good and evil is blurred. She doesn't know which side she's on, and with no protection, she is helpless.